Once upon a time, there was a sissy. This sissy had grown up watching his sisters and mother dress in fabulous gowns, pretty panties, and luxurious nylons. And he was so jealous. The poor sissy wanted to be pretty, too, to get to go to the dance and be wined and dined by the handsome prince. Poor little sissy thought that the only way he'd ever get to experience the same things as his sisters was if a miracle happened, and miracles were in short supply. One day, the sissy met his fairy godmistress. Sissy was crying next to a stream, lamenting his ugly beard and icky clothes and utter lack of date for the ball, when he heard a soft and sultry voice calling to him. "Sissy, what are you doing, all alone and undressed?" He turned to see a figure out of a tale. Voluptuous and sexy, she stood in a beam of sunlight with a shopping bag from Vicky's Secret in hand. "Get your silly ass over here, sissy. We've got work to do." The sissy submitted to every change his godmistress insisted upon. Soon, that ugly sissy was transformed into a radiant slut. Stiletto heels, sheer stockings, sexy lingerie, and a strappy, low-cut dress made the sissy feel so feminine and pretty. When the godmistress held his chin between her fingers to paint his lips, he thought he was going to pass out from joy. His cock was trying to stand up straight in glee, but had already been strapped down between his thighs. The sissy slut was the belle of the ball that night. And by belle of the ball, I really mean that sissy slut lived up to his name. On his knees all night long, sucking cock after cock and swallowing load upon load of princely cum, the ugly sissy had truly become the slut at the center of the orgy. But the details of that night are for another time, darlings. For now, I'll just leave you with the image of the sissy, face blissful and glowing under a coat of cum. Go visit my blog at fetishphonesexblog.com or give me a call at 1-800-601-7259. Ask for Mistress Harper.